Seeking Sharon by Alicia E. Goranson. It reads, "Precious dork slut, on the brass plate of my leather collar, lying in the nightstand where it's been since Sharon's car accident. I stroke the edges where the collar has worn down. I don't know if I want to keep it." Lisa steps into my bedroom, knowing my thoughts. It's been 2 weeks since Sharon's biological family only put her in the ground a couple days ago. I want it to go so fucking badly. I don't care what they would have said to Lisa and me, or what name they used for her. I still need to box all the floggers, dildos, needles, and other toys that Sharon used on us. I'll divide them with Lisa, probably. She sits on the bed beside me and drapes an arm across my shoulders as I slip my hand from my collar. "It can stay there," she says. "It's gonna," I say. I can't even bear to pick it up, only stare at its finely sewn edges as Lisa lays her head against mine. I have to be the one to set the world right again. I have to gather Sharon's work and play clothes and her paintings and, oh gods, is her cat mine forever now? Sharon moved in with me 6 pairs of boots ago, and I somehow need to clean out her room and find someone else to cover the rent if I stay here. Lisa strokes my cheek gently. I know she considers me the lucky one, the one who got to live with Sharon. "Thank you for coming over," I say. "Just tell me what you need, Cherry," she says. She can't give me that, though. I need Sharon standing over me, looking at all that I am and all I give, and nodding in acceptance. I need to exist under her on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and sometimes Sunday nights. I need to be that other person, that other Cherry, the one without emotional walls or social filters. I want to be someone's. I want to be everything I am, everything I can be, and fuck it all, her accident has left me trapped as I am without a space to hurl away control, in ice. Unable to serve in freedom, to love impolitely, raw, caged, now locked in a world of suburban niceties. Lisa asks, "Do you want a kiss?" I do. I put my hand against her warm, beating chest and we kiss, and I fear she is giving me what remains of Sharon in her mouth, in her grip on me. She, too, knew Sharon's lusts, Sharon's penchant for Deep Space Nine, Sharon's favorite shibari, Sharon's monthly needs to visit a zoo, a park, the forest, or anywhere she could simply sit and listen. Lisa is Sharon's as much as I am, and as we kiss, we both remember her hands on us, her grip, her nails. I want more of her, more of Sharon. I slide my hand into Lisa's shirt as I bury my tongue in her mouth. She puts an arm under my dress, and soon we are naked and I am hunting her flesh for Sharon. I am searching her neck and breasts for the specters of long-healed bruises. She is tracing my shoulder for the tattoo I got to celebrate my 2-year anniversary under Sharon. Now she has her fingers inside me, angling for the sounds I made with Sharon while beaten, welted, and adored. I do not hold back. I moan and I cry, and maybe I see Sharon somewhere as I flicker my eyes. Lisa pulls her nails across my back and down my belly. I gasp and howl, and how dare Sharon leave us like this? I miss her pain, her pets, her grasp of my hair, her long-ass talks about snowboarding over hot cocoa, and hitting Beth's at 2 in the morning because we needed sustenance. Lisa strokes me faster, and it's not Sharon, but somehow it is. Both of them know just how to touch me, grasping deep inside me while battering my clit. Later this evening, when we've packed all the boxes we can for the day, Lisa will go home and leave me with my own ghost, and I do not know how I will sleep. But fuck all that. I am on the edge, and I see Lisa's love for Sharon in her eyes, and I must be fucking radiating it. Send me over, please. I want to find Sharon again. Fucking take all of me. I don't want to be me anymore. Just a thing who cries and grasps the sheets and takes what is welling up inside me and bursts open, tears erupting as much as the wet between my legs. Bless you, Lisa. Bless and protect you for holding all that she had to give you. Let my bounty fall upon you, and may we remember our screams in her name forever.